You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am Mika, and you, amen, are blessed. Hallelujah. Can somebody say, I am blessed? And the Holy Spirit whispered to me as I was preparing to come on. He said, you being blessed is independent of your circumstances. It's independent of your situation. It's independent of what we've been through. It's independent. Hallelujah. It's dependent on God. Hallelujah. God says we're blessed. We're blessed. Amen. On this day, we are believing God's report. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This is a place where we are praying, where we are looking to Christ Jesus, where we are positioning ourselves before Him at His feet. Amen. Somebody say, I'm choosing to live at the feet of Jesus. Yes, Lord, that is the place, amen, of blessing and of God's miracle signs and wonders and of His goodness and His shalom. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking of a more than a material situation. So God, let us enter into the place of prayer right now. Hallelujah. This is where we're praying. God, we are looking to you. And God, we're saying thank you. And God, we're turning our attention to you right now. And God, we are acknowledging you, hallelujah, that you are the director of our path. And God, we declare our allegiance to you. And God, in this moment, we are forsaking all to follow you. Hallelujah. And God, we're forsaking the cares right now. And God, we're forsaking the thoughts right now. And God, we're even forsaking the people, those that we're loving on and those that we're not so much loving on. Amen. Hallelujah. And that may be pulling on us and draining us. God, we're forsaking that in this moment. In this moment. In this moment. In this moment. And we say thank you, Heavenly Father. We exalt you right now. We glorify you right now. We praise you right now. We declare that you are the great I am. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord our provider. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are the Lord our peace. You are Adonai. You are Abba Father. You are, hallelujah, our wonderful counselor. You are, O God, our Prince of Peace. You are, O God, our everlasting Father. You are, O God, our Comforter. You are, O God, our Help. You are, O God, hallelujah, El Shaddai, the Almighty God. You are our the Omniscient One, the All-Knowing One. Why wouldn't we seek the All-Knowing One over seeking on this earth that comes with limitations and a limited capacity? You are the Omniscient One. You are, hallelujah, the Omnipotent One. You are, O God, the Omnibenevolent One, the All-Loving One. You are the Omnipotent One. Hallelujah. You are present with all of us right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You are present with all of us. I thank you, O God, that you are the one who said you will never leave us nor forsake us. God, we exalt you right now. You are, hallelujah, You are the order of our footsteps. You are our bright and morning star. You are the rose of Sharon. You are, oh God, hallelujah. You are. You are, oh God. You are. You are the great I am. You are Yeshua HaMashiach. You are our Lord and Savior. You are. And so we just silence ourselves before you right now. We silence our minds to the best of our ability before you right now. We silence our hearts to the best of our ability before you right now. Oh, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for meeting us in this place. Lord God, we thank you for how you're slowing us down to this moment. Maybe for some of us, you're speeding us up to this moment. Hallelujah. You are our truth. You are our way. You are our life. You, oh God, you're the one that we want to receive the report from. It's your report, oh God, that we're holding on to. It's your truth, oh God, that we're choosing to cleave to. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that in the midst of the chaos, hallelujah, you're saying, be still and know that I am God. In the midst of the noise, I hear you, Holy Spirit. You are saying, be still. Ah, yes, shandarobosundaya. Be still and know that I am God. In the midst of the busy, you are saying, be still and know that I am God. In the midst of the feelings of being overwhelmed, you are ministering unto us and saying, be still and know that I am God. In the midst of the traffic of our thoughts. Come on, traffic of thoughts. That's nothing but the Holy Spirit. So many thoughts. In the midst of the traffic of all the thoughts. And we know what can happen in traffic. Can be unsettling and uneasy and grow impatient and all the things. But in the midst of the traffic of the thoughts, Ushandarabosia, you are saying, be still and know that I am God. In the midst of all the cares, you are saying, be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the midst of all the worry, you are saying, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of all the good news and the things happening, you are saying, be still, get still, get still, and know. And remember that I am God. Hallelujah. I didn't point to me like I am God. But I'm saying like God is speaking. Amen. Hallelujah. In the midst of all the feelings, I thank you, Holy Spirit, right now. In the midst of all the depths of the feelings, you're saying, be still and know that I am God. You're saying, give me the feelings, hallelujah. Give me the hurt and be still and know that I am God. Give me the regrets and be still and know that I am God. Give me the fear and be still and know that I am God. Give me the guilt and be still and know that I am God. Give me the unforgiveness and be still and know that I am God. Give me the rejection and be still and know that I am God. Give me the people and be still and know that I am God. Give me that person and be still and know that I am God. Give me all the to-dos and all the responsibilities, hallelujah, and all of the things that's causing us to feel tired and wanting to give up, and be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Give me that which you love so much and be still and know that I am God. Give me, hallelujah, your ability and be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah, because we can get into our own ability and our own, got to make this happen and depart from God. But God is saying, give me, hallelujah, what you know how to do so well. And be still and know that I am God. Give me, hallelujah, that insecurity and be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit is speaking. Give me your comforts and be still and know that I am God, because sometimes our comforts can cancel us out of the purpose that God has for us. Give me, hallelujah, the conveniences and be still and know that I am God. Give me the inconveniences and be still and know that I am God. Give me all that and all those who are depending on you and be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Give me, hallelujah, the sadness and be still and know that I am God. Listen, it's only the Holy Spirit while I'm still here, because it seems to me that the Lord is telling us in this moment to be still and know that I am God. In the midst of, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I set you in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. And some of us are wondering, well, how am I going to do this? And is it possible? And all of the thoughts that's coming with the, amen, maybe not even feeling qualified. Be still. And know that I am God, with the business, hallelujah, in the workplace, in the ministry, be still and know that I am God. I hear the Holy Spirit. I hear the Holy Spirit with the financial situations and the financial binds. Be still. And know that I am God. With the physical conditions, the body conditions, hallelujah, the aches and the pains and the muscle related issues and the joint related issues and the organ related issues, and the cancer related issues, I hear the Lord saying, give it to me and be still and know that I am God. With concerning the womb issues, hallelujah, and children matters and wanting to have children matters, be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Lord God. You guys, we gotta flow in this place concerning the car issues. And I even see, like, being at a car dealership. Be still and know that I am God. Concerning the bills, amen. Be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for getting us in this place of being still and knowing that you are God. It is a place where we trust you. It is a place where we are fully dependent on you. It is a place, that takes us, amen, where we are at the end of ourselves, amen, hallelujah, and at the beginning of, in the fullness of you. Be still and know that I am God. It is a place where our ears are fully attentive, amen, and you got our full attention to how you want to speak to us. Thank you, oh God, that some of us just need to get still before the Father and know that he is God, and be prepared for how he is speaking to us and what he will speak to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Be still. Somebody say, be still. Ah! Ooh, yes, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Be still and know that I am God. With the preparing of, amen, any of us have preparing assignments and things that have to do, that the doing, the projects, amen. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Be still and know that I am God. And even in that place, I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That something miraculous and something supernatural and something heavenly and something holy happens at that place of being still and knowing that he is God. And even when we don't feel it, and a lot of times we won't feel it, but something is happening. The Holy Spirit is making me aware that something, something happens at this place of being still and knowing that he is God. See, that's what the scripture reads, amen, in Psalm 46 in verse 10a. Amen, hallelujah, that we are to be still and know that I am God. Even in the scripture, God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking to us right now. He that have ears to hear, let him hear and understand. And he that have eyes to see, let him perceive. And I'm speaking about all of us. God is speaking to us right now and bringing us back to this place that something godly happens when we are still and knowing that he is God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for even revealing to us a little bit of what happens there. There's a heart posture that like I see like aligning or like clicks into place and adjusting that happens when we are still and knowing that he is God. There's an attitude adjustment. Come on, somebody. That happens. Amen. In that place of being still and knowing that he is God. There's a letting go. Beba Shanda, that happens at that place of being still and knowing that I am God. I see it like also now being on a surgery table, amen, and you're going in for an augmentation, and you're going in for like a removal of something bad so that we you come out in the fullness of health, amen. And that's the type of things that I hear my Lord saying happens at that place of being still and knowing that I am God. And in the being still, that's the prescription for some of us. Thank you, Lord God, that in that place of being still and knowing that I am God, it's also quieting the distractions, eliminating the distractions. Heavenly Father, reveal to us the distractions in our life, and in the forms in which they come, in coming in forms of people, coming in form, yes, Lord, Ebashaya, coming in the form of television, maybe for some of us, coming in the form of social media, coming in a form of coming through our phone and phone calls and text messages. Sometimes we got to turn it off and be still. Be still. And know that I am God. We thank you, oh God, for divinely dealing with the distractions that's trying to come in and keep us out of destiny. Ah, Yerabashanda. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. That in that place we are being still and knowing that you are God. Hallelujah. We're giving you other people's problems are no longer our problems, but we create a space to allow them to have some special time with you, oh God, for you are our Lord and Savior, and you are our help in you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for ushering us into a place, and even the prescription from our heavenly physician to be still and know that I am God. I even hear the Lord ministering to us on this day and in this hour and in this moment and in this time, whenever we are hearing these words, amen, that in our being still and knowing that he is God, all the details of start to be turned over to him, all the repeating of the things starts to be turned over to him. And I even hear and feel the Holy Spirit ministering to us and telling us is in the be still and knowing that he is God. We may have to sit in that place for a little while. All of our seasons of the being still and knowing that I am God, it varies in the time. But let us even just grow content in the place of being still and knowing that he is God. And however long that we have to sit in that place to allow the work that needs to be done to us and on us, amen, to be done and to be fully completed, we are going to be still. May we have a willingness, a readiness, a desire, a spirit to be still and know that you are God. This is our spiritual prescription. This is our medication. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what is needed. Listen, I did not have this planned. This is nothing but the Holy Spirit and even speaking to me. Be still and know that I am God. Why? Because God is moving on our behalf. God is avenging. God is defending. God is intervening. God is working it out. God is doing that which we can't even ask, think, or imagine. God wants to show up and introduce and reintroduce and reintroduce and reintroduce himself to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And reveal how much he loves us. Yes, Lord. And may, thank you, Holy Spirit. And from the place of being still and knowing that I am God, instruction will come. That even there's movement in that place of being still. I thank you, Lord God, for that revelation. Even there's movement in the place of being still and knowing that God is God. But it's a wise movement. It's not an angst movement. It's not a frustrated movement. It's not a fearful movement. It's not a paranoid movement. It's not a defensive movement. It's not an offensive. Offensive? I don't know. Offensive? I'm gonna stick with that, with the first way I said it. It's not an offensive movement. We thank you for the instructions being spoken out of the place of being still and knowing that I am God. There's a readiness that happens. I thank you, God, for how you're readying us, how you're preparing us, how you are getting our attention because of where you want to take us. Even in our spiritual walk, that we are being still in knowing that you are God. And from that place, I thank you that as we are still knowing that you are God, we are experiencing Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We're experiencing you, El Roy, the Lord who sees. Amen. That you see everything. You see that which is happening, that we see and that which we don't see. I even hear the Holy Spirit. You hear what we are able to hear, which you're allowing us to hear, and that which you are not allowing us to hear. And I thank you, oh God, that you are frustrating the plans of the enemy on our behalf. I thank you, oh God, that every plot, plan, ploy, and scheme in secret is being exposed, hallelujah, and those that's planning it against us, amen, is being overtaken by their own ill-hearted plans. I thank you, oh God. Be still. And know that I am God. Be still and see God breathe, amen, on our businesses, and see God breathe on our projects, and see God breathe on that thing which we are starting and is still in seed form or in infancy stage, and breathe, hallelujah, on our ministries, and breathe, hallelujah, on our finances, and breathe in the workplace, and start to advance us and promote us in ways that we didn't even see coming, and breathe, amen, to start the new venture, and breathe on us, hallelujah, that we're moving in the wind. That we're moving in the wind of the Holy Spirit, and breathe in our homes, a fresh wind that's blowing out all the strife and blowing out all the stress and blowing out all the disorder and blowing out all the chaos and blowing out, hallelujah, all the perversion and blowing out all of the things that's distorted and blowing out all the lies and sending in your truth and sending in your angels and sending in your peace and sending in your love and sending in your goodness that is overtaking us and overtaking our lives and overtaking our relationships. Lord God, those things that are not of you that we were tolerant in and tolerant with, but you're quicken us to become intolerant and move away from, because you want to bring us into a health and a better. May we surrender to it as we be still and know that you are God. That is the word for today. That is the word for us today. And the Lord is not letting me leave this place. Why? Let us do our work out of the place of being still and knowing that He is God. Let us do our pursuing out of the place of being still and knowing that He is God. How about this one, y'all? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. How about this one? Let us work our faith out of the place of being still and knowing that He is God. That knowing that I am God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us on this day to be still and know that you are God. Thank you, even in the midnight hour, in the wee hours of the night where some of us are overcoming issues with sleep. Lord God, let us grab hold to the faith that you're healing us in that area, and be still and know that you are God. We thank you for how you're meeting us in the places of our restlessness, meeting us in the places of our uneasiness, meeting us in our places of pain, meeting us in our places of overwhelm, meeting us in our places, hallelujah, of being unable to let go of wrongdoings. Thank you, oh God, for meeting us in the place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come flood. Come flood our homes, oh God. Come flood us. Fill us up till we overflow, oh God. Fill up, Lord Jesus, let every place that where we are, let the Holy Spirit be rich and thick, hallelujah. And in the places that we are, hallelujah, and even in our homes and our private places, if there's anything, Lord God, that you find displeasing, correct it and align it and purify it. And let it be, amen, an atmosphere that quickly invites the Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you. We need you. We need you. And so, God, we just say thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting us in this place. Mm-hmm. Of being still and knowing that you are God. And even in this moment, you know what the Holy Spirit revealed to me? How much He has me saying, be still and know that I am God. 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 You know why? One of the reasons in this moment, because I know it only because He's revealing it to me, why He has me saying it so much and us hearing it so much, hallelujah, is because we have so many other things that's on repeat and so many narratives that God wants to tear down and demolish to and make room for healthy narratives and And so God is reshaping and reforming us with his truth and with his word. And that even as we go, and sometimes we'll hear a thing and then leave out of that space, hallelujah, and completely forget. But I think that with the Holy Spirit saying it so much and so much and so much, amen, as we go through the rest of this week and all the way into next week until we meet again, where it's going to be popping up and you're going to hear, be still and know that I am God. And he's going to be ministering it to us in places and give us perspective on it in ways that I can't even begin to inform you of in this moment. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, be still and know that I am God. Us being still doesn't mean that God is still. Us being still means that God is very active. And God is moving. And God is doing. And God is pleased by our faith of fully leaning and depending on him. Some of us are looking for jobs, praying for jobs, needing of jobs. I hear the Lord saying, be still and know that I am God. Pick up the wisdom. It doesn't mean that I'm not necessarily doing nothing. It is from that place. Remember, Holy Spirit spoke it a few minutes ago. We're moving and operating and functioning and working our faith from the being still and knowing that I am God. And I even hear some people, well, what does that mean? That doesn't even make sense. How am I going to be still and then work from that place of being still? Be active from a place of being still. I believe that as we are in this place of being still and knowing that God is God and seeking him from the place of being still and knowing God is God, because he is a living God and because he speaks back and because he hears, he will begin to reveal to us and peel back what that means to work and function from the place of being still and knowing that I am God, because it may look different for all of us, some of us. In this moment, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's for some of us in some situations, it's simply a place of working from faith, getting being active in our faith. But in the stillness of God is providing, in the stillness of this is working out in my favor, in the stillness of I'm hired and God's blessing me with a blessed situation. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, Lord. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. See, here we're learning to be fully dependent on God. Here we're learning how to fully lean on God. Scripture says what in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Trust the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him and he will direct our path. Here, we're learning to trust him and lean not on our own understanding and lean not on other people and lean not even on our own strengths and abilities. Listen, oops, and lean not even on our own giftings and talents. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I need to lean on the Holy Spirit in my preaching and not my schooling. Oh, amen. Look at lean. Lean. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See how this thing's leaning. We leaning. Somebody say, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the Most High. And we got to practice it to grow in that area. Ooh. Which means what? Which means what? That sometimes, and a lot of times, it's going to feel real uncomfortable. It's not going to play. It's not going to be a place where we welcome. But God will have us in that place until we mature and graduate out of that place. But I'm leaning. I'm trusting you, oh God. Trusting you. And I'm leaning. I'm leaning. We're leaning. We're leaning, oh God. We're choosing to lean on you and not our own understanding. And us being still and knowing that you are God, we're leaning. And it's not too late to start leaning. It's not too early to start leaning. Our missteps and mistakes don't disqualify us from leaning. Somebody say, you're forgiven. Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm forgiven. Somebody say, we're forgiven. Somebody say, I'm forgiving. So the word today, the faith today, the daily bread today, the living water today, in this moment, is to be still and know that I am God. Listen, I join my faith with yours, and whatever it is that you're believing God for, He is able. I believe that He is moving by His miracles, signs, and wonders. There's nothing too hard for Him. There's nothing so perplexed for Him. So God, we thank you right now for how you're moving supernaturally, naturally, normally, abnormally, by your miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your divine intervention, your divine positioning, your divine appointments, as we divinely lean on you and are still knowing that you are God. We bless your name and we thank you. I'll see you back next week, next Thursday. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift His countenance towards you, and give you His peace. And in the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you, and we are being still and knowing that God is God. In Jesus' name, shalom, amen, amen, and amen! Hallelujah!
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.